Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic. This is my QAnon broadcast for Monday, March 9th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub and qalerts.app. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, qmap, qalerts are in the Play Store. I understand that the Get Pushed app still works for iPhones. My theme for this broadcast is nothing can stop what is coming. And this is based on some interesting tweets from the president over the weekend. So it is not unusual for Q to take breaks for several weeks at a time. Q's been gone for almost a couple of weeks. On November 2nd, 2019, after returning from a three-month period of silence, Q told Anons to rig for red. That was the first use of that word. And rig for red is it's a command that's used by submarine commanders to tell the crew that they're coming up to periscope depth. They're going to be surfacing. So essentially, when Q says rig for red, it's a warning, it's a heads up to Anons that his period of silence is over, he's coming up and we'll be getting some more posts for a period of time. So, this morning, Q posted a graphic, and nothing can stop what is coming, nothing. Rig for red, Q. I did want to make one observation here. The name of this file, this image file that Q posted, the name is Pain Coming, .jpg, so that's relevant. The image itself is a compilation, and let me see if I can get this in the screen here. It is of a couple of graphics. So on the left, we have an Anon who posted a screenshot of Dan Scavino's tweet, and this was from March 7th, where Scavino tweeted out a meme with President Trump, and he's playing a violin, and the caption is, my next piece is called Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming, right? So Scavino tweeted that out on March 7th. The Anon said, come on, Q+, please retweet Dan on this one. And then the Anon took a screen cap of that one, said Q proof, asking Dan, and then Q plus president retweeted that 17 hours later. So on the right hand side, we have the retweet from the president of this particular post where Trump says, who knows what this means, but it sounds good to me. So we have an interesting little, what I think is a proof there. Here's the larger screen cap of it. And the president retweeted this, for what it's worth, 17 hours after Dan Scavino first tweeted it. Of course, nothing can stop what is coming is a well-known phrase from Q. It actually appears in 9 different posts from Q. So, quite an interesting little proof. Anons are having fun. This is a little video meme that one of the Anons made with some of the Democrats, Trump playing them like a fiddle. Let's see. I keep on going here. Background information. Sometimes Q goes silent when sensitive operations are underway. As an example, back in 2018, Q went silent from May 22nd through June 3rd. And his first post when he returned on June 3rd explained that his time of silence was necessary. He had this boom, boom, boom. Week to remember, dark to light, blackout was necessary. On June 12th, 9 days later, Q explained that his time of blackout and silence was related to an ongoing operation that had to do with a submarine and a missile launch, and that was the Whidbey Island missile launch, if you remember that. So Q wrote, comms dark. And so sometimes when Q is off the board and not posting, it's because there are sensitive operations going on, and the Q doesn't want to be giving any information away or giving any clues or hints to bad actors. Right. So, another post from this morning. It's a link to a tweet by the president. And Q hinted that his time of silence was had a strategic purpose. So Q wrote, "Silent running is a tactic used when." And the Anons said, "Why, when you're hunting enemy subs, of course." Silent running is a stealth mode of operation for naval submarines. The aim is to evade discovery by passive sonar, by eliminating noise, non-essential systems are shut down. So you go silent and try not to be heard by your enemies. Another Anon said, when you're getting stuff done, they gotta be freaking the hell out. So Q's link here to President's tweet was this tweet: "The Obama-Biden administration is the most corrupt administration in the history of our country." That is a bold statement by the president. And when the president makes those kind of statements publicly in tweets, that leads me to believe something is coming that is very serious. And Q hinted that his silence had something to do with the president's tweet this morning about corruption in the Obama-Biden administration. So I think we're going to see some things happen relatively soon. Of course, you've been hearing me say that for 2 years, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully sooner rather than later. All right. When I look at the large number of personnel changes in the Trump administration, so we've got Rick Grenell moved over to Director of National Intelligence as acting until John Ratcliffe gets Senate confirmed. So the president nominated John Ratcliffe as DNI. He has to go through Senate confirmation. Rick Grenell is acting DNI until that happens. We've got Kash Patel in DNI. We've got Johnny McEntee taking over the Office of Presidential Personnel. He'll be making political appointments and getting rid of non-loyal people. There's a lot of changes going on. Mark Meadows, of course, becoming Chief of Staff. Mick Mulvaney going to, I think he is going to be Special Envoy to Northern Ireland. And then we've got a little bit of shakeup in the Office of Management and Budget. And budget is a big, big deal. I trust that the president has somebody very savvy in OMB, Office of Management and Budget, to take care of that. I see a lot of changes going on in personnel, and that leads me to believe that the president is preparing for a storm. He's surrounding himself with people he can trust, and the storm is coming. All right, so Rainbow Fairy 12 compiled a thread featuring photos of Q followers from all around the world. If you have chance, go check out this thread. It's really good. There's photos of people from all over the Middle East, from Saudi Arabia, Iran, China, Japan, from all around the world. A lot of European, Dutch Anons and Norwegian Anons. So that thread got posted by Q on the board, and Q wrote, plus comments. So looking in the comments below this thread, per the mainstream media, fake news in brackets, Q is a person in the basement, a LARP, live action role playing, who simply asks questions on a forum image board in brackets that generates or generated continuing massive thousands of followers, MSM attacks, and worldwide movement, Great Awakening in brackets. Logical thinking. Back channels are important when the news itself is untrustworthy, controlled, in brackets, where we go one, we go all. So the mainstream media's narrative that Q is some kid posting in his mother's basement is not a logical assumption when you look at all the attacks by the mainstream media and all of the following around the world by millions of people. It doesn't make sense. So, got that, and we've got, and look, here's an explanation of Q. Q provides clues that guide the research that Anons and Patriots do on social media. We are digital soldiers, as General Flynn said. We disseminate our research. We provide a view of the world and current events that is different from that of the mainstream media. And Q is a back channel to the White House, authorized by the White House. Q helps direct our research and gives us information from the White House. All right, and we have this post from Q. And Anon said, God wins. And if you've read the Bible, you know that God wins in the end. Evil is not going to win. All right, that gets us caught up to Q for today. Thank you all for keeping me and Denise in prayer. I would ask you to keep us in prayer, keep the president in prayer, keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.